Now, Gary, in the past, we've had Doug Song on the show with us.
Who started Duo Security.
Right. And he's somebody that I know that you've worked with, and that security is something that's near and dear to your heart. Ed, you, as somebody who works with networks, is also very much involved in dealing with security as well.
Not so much anymore in my previous position, but yeah, you know, we still get involved.
Okay. So you know the issue with companies of the weakest link.
Well, our best resource is also our weakest link, and that's our human resources, the people that work for us. And it's not just, you know, the big companies. It's not a small companies. It seems to be hitting everybody pretty universally.
Right. And it's not that the people are dumb. I mean, they just do, they're either overworked or they're used to doing repetitive actions like opening emails. Oh, it looks like a PowerPoint, double click. And it's this social engineering that's just...
The con men are so good today. Yeah. You know, they say, oh, this is from your boss. Ooh, I better open that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, I love the press release they put out from Duo Security Starts Up. It says, it's often thought that the largest target for scams is our elderly population. But increasingly, even tech-savvy millennials are becoming the victims of cyber attacks. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Duo Security has done, and we have with us on the line right now, Jordan Wright, he's an R&D engineer with Duo Security, is to come up with a piece of software that does, kind of probes companies to see just how savvy they and their employees are. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us here on the holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell us about the software that was developed and how you folks at Duo Security have used it with companies and what some of the results are that you found.
Well, sure. Absolutely. So the idea behind the tool that's called Duo Insight is that it gives organizations a free, really quick way to measure their exposure to phishing. So oftentimes, before we figure out, you know, is phishing something that is a problem for our organization, we need to test it. Mm-hmm. And that's what Duo Insight does. So with just a few simple clicks, you know, organizations can go set up a customized campaign that they want to run against employees and against users and then launch it and start seeing results pouring in real time. And the results have been pretty incredible. You know, so far since we've launched back in early August, late July, we've had over 400 companies use the tool. And we've sent out well over 12,000 fake phishing emails.
Wow.
And so in that process, we've seen 31% of these users are clicking on the links in the emails.
Ouch.
Which at that point, it's game over.
You know, I've been involved with a couple of different companies now where there's been a request, an effort to try to make phishing awareness education mandatory for all of our employees. And people have said, oh, come on, we don't really need to do that. We would never click on something that isn't appropriate. And this tool has been, your results using this tool has been pretty consistent across all these companies, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, too often we have users that say, either I won't click a phishing link, or even worse, I won't be the one who gets phished. You know, I'm not a part of the biggest companies, or I'm not in a position where I think I'm going to get phished. You know, where that's one of the biggest myths that we see around phishing is this idea that I won't be targeted, especially with threats like ransomware starting to come about, where that makes everyone a target, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I've seen some C-level execs fall for it. And in one case, it was a true phishing attack, and it was send this check to this particular, you know, company and address sent from the CEO.
Right. Yes, yes.
And the CFO said, okay, cut the check. And somebody, you know, back in the controller's office kind of went, nah, I'm not sure. And they checked it out, and it really wasn't. And part of the problem is when you do work on your mobile phone, you can't always see the link that you would see if you were sitting on a computer. And that's kind of increased the instance of phishing, hasn't it?
You're absolutely right. You know, we have a couple of key issues, the mobile phones being one of them, right? You have to hold down over the link in order for it to hopefully pop up and show you where you're going to go. But even then, you know, sometimes we see domains being used that are just maybe one letter off. Or instead of the letter M, you know, they may use an R and an N right next to one another so it looks like an M.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're not really key and really looking at every single link, you know, it's so easy to have one slip through the cracks, and which can result in an entire organization being breached.
Is there anything, guys, in your years of dealing with users, and Gary, you as well, Jordan, is there anything that we can, you know, kind of, sniff out right away that would cause us to be suspicious quickly to what's going on here?
Well, obviously, sure. The spelling mistakes.
Spelling mistakes.
But, you know, okay. But they're getting much better at that.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
Dear madam or sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, grammar mistakes are disappearing. There used to be, you know, the old Nigerian sweatshops and some of the Eastern European ones. You could tell that the grammar was awful. You know, you knew right away that it was not somebody who spoke English normally.
Yeah, and some of these are very, very good today, aren't they, Jordan?
They are. You know, and we talk about spelling mistakes. We talk about the appearance of emails. And really what we're seeing attackers do is they're taking the easy way out and they're just copying existing emails. So say I go to my account on Google and I do a password reset, I'm just going to copy that email they sent me, and that's what I'm going to use to do phishing. You know, because I know they've put a lot of resources into making sure that email looks legitimate and is clicked on. And so that's a really big problem that we're starting to see pop up. Fortunately, there are technologies in place where we can try to prevent this stuff from hitting the inbox a lot. But they're not being adopted so much. So we're going to have some follow-up reports showing the adoption rates of these kind of stuff, because it's tricky to set up. It's not the easiest thing. And so we're still relying on that human factor, which is always going to have holes. You know, it's always going to be the weakest link, as was mentioned.
We're talking with Jordan Wright, who is a research and development engineer at Duo Security. Talk a little bit more about adoption, because that really seems to be, as you said, the weakest link. You can do all the great programming on your end to surface these issues, but to get the companies, and Gary, you've dealt with the corporation at the corporate levels with these things. What does it take to get them to use it? I'm thinking of some companies, was like Sony, who had been given warnings and ignored them, or wasn't it Target that had been also given warnings? And they just kept blundering on.
Yeah, well,
you're
absolutely
right.
You know, it's interesting, because a lot of the big companies now, they've got a fairly large staff, and you can start to get your arms around some of these phishing emails as they come in. Try to catch them at the gateway, basically. Small companies, how do they do it? They almost have no chance.
Good question,
Jordan. What's your experience?
That's a great question. And so something that I've started recommending to companies is to almost focus, you know, still address this idea of how many people click the links. That's something that with regular training, you know, regular tests like with Duo Insight, you can start to see that number drop. But there's another metric that I encourage companies to look at and really hit on hard, and that's the number of people who report the emails to security. So think about this scenario where even if just one person clicks on the email, if no one reports it, then it goes unnoticed.
Yes.
You know, this is an attacker that can be on the system. No one knows about it. But even if, you know, 20, 30, 50 people click on the link, as long as it's reported, these small companies who have people who can respond to these events at least can be able to get their arms around it.
You know, one of my biggest, excuse me, Jordan, for butting in here, but one of my biggest complaints has been when I've gotten these kind of things is it's very hard for me to find somebody to send it to, like if it came through Hotmail. How do I get this to their security? In other words, they've made it very difficult for somebody who wants to conscientiously say, hey, I found a bed bug.
Well, if you remember, it doesn't happen so much anymore, but when we were first starting to talk about viruses and malware, and people would send them to us.
Oh,
and
yes.
They would send, and they say, we think this is a virus, is
Ed,
it?
Ed, is this a virus? Remember that, Ed? You're the ones who talked about that, right?
Oh, yeah. It has to happen all the time.
Don't send it to me. I don't want it.
I don't want that snake.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. But I will also say, I think part of the problem is you've got to also, I agree with you, Justin, by the way, that you've got to be, or Jordan, rather, that you've got to be able to report these things. So make it clear where the sheriff is.
So is this a service that Duo offers?
Currently, as far as setting up the reporting and letting that communication happen, that's not in the product yet.
Okay.
I can't speak too much to the timeline, but this is a very key thing that we want to try to tackle. And there's really two sides of it. The first part is, as mentioned, where do I report these? How do I report these? But the other problem that we see is that users may be afraid. Maybe they just click the link and they're scared they're going to get in trouble.
Oh, I gotcha.
And this is something that we're trying to really encourage is this needs to be a collaborative environment. We're all in this together, right?
Yes.
Everyone has a stake in seeing the company succeed. And so security needs to have that really open relationship of rewarding the people who report the phishing emails, because that's really the only way to get users to open up and be really transparent so that these things can be tackled together.
Excellent. Excellent point. Thank you so much, by the way, for being with us. Jordan Wright, R&D engineer at Duo Security. Hats off to you folks for Duo Insight, your software. And let's hope that this continues to develop and if more and more people take this very, very seriously. Have a great Labor Day weekend, Jordan.
Thank you. Y'all too.